She learns the hush of rafters high, where dust is gilded into dawn, and hears the future waiting night, like distant drums on velvet drawn. Her mirror keeps a patient sea, reflecting sweat and quiet fire, a small bright truth she longs to be, a spark that climbs a higher spire. The teacher's cane, the metronome, are oars that push her through the night. Each counts as a step away from home. Oh, each bruise is a map toward purer light. She reads old myths in silent halls of heroes lifted by their vows, and wonders if the moon recalls the names of those who would not bow. On stage, the world is held in breath, a kingdom made of gaze and shade. She spins as if to outdance death, a comic dressed in human trade. Yet, when the curtain drinks the cheers, she walks alone through afterglow, the cumulative sum of minor fears, still whispering where shadows grow. She ties her shoes like making a prayer, not to a god, but to her aim, to the gravity that meets her there, and lets her rise without a name. One night, the moon seems close enough, a pale applause above the streets. She lifts her chin, both shy and tough, and dances where her dream completes.